Yeah, I never won. They call it solo. We keep hook their feet in. Solo.
Mm-hmm.
And I know one time I lived, we lived in country, and we had three goats. We had three goats.
Mm-hmm.
Two nannies and one Billy.
Mm-hmm.
And we go out and take a walk, my mother, my stepdaddy. And there was a tree they called Black Hall. And I pull them off, you know, eat them.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I come back with the Black Halls. I eaten some of them, and one goat wasn't scared of me. Well, two of them. Little goat, one lady goat wasn't scared of me, but one of them was scared of me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd give her some. I heard way out there, so she get them off that tree, mm-hmm. them. Other got close to me. They get them off from them.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I was doing that, and a soldier boy came around close somewhere I were. He was taking my picture being one of those goats.
Is that right?
Oh, I'm sorry, I got to see him. Yeah, I was acting one of those pictures, but I wouldn't know about seeing him, but all those look just like in uniforms.
Yeah. That's interesting. Did you ever hear of any kind of building on a farm that they use for storing corn?
Silo.
That was silo.
They build it, all that grain in there, corn, wheat, and stuff like that.
Have you ever heard of them talk about a corn crib?
That's it.
Same thing.
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a place up in top of the farm they call it a hayloaf. That's where they put all the hay at.
What building was that in?
In a barn.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Crowley one time that he put a bunch of gray hay up in a loft's cab, his barn.
Mm-hmm.
They said that they go light, George Lighton, barn come on fire and burn up.
Oh. Have you ever seen, do you remember the farmers after they cut the hay off the field, did they ever just pile it up in the field in big piles? Can you ever remember seeing that?
I seen them up like this. Because I know my mother and my son, they stack up like that. Stack up like this.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's going to take them on a wagon. She did, she took them foot, fish fork in her. Rabbit's hind leg. Boy, he did doing some squealing. I bet it hurt. She take home and try to doctor, but whatever, we need something to eat, so she kill it. We eat it.
Mm-hmm. On those wagons that they brought the hay in from the field, do you remember if there was any kind of wooden frame or something that went out on the sides so that they could carry more hay, pile more hay on the wagon?
Yeah, on the way call them is siding, I guess they call them.
Mm-hmm.
I think one time we had a little wagon, like this, but it's tall, on iron wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother and my stepdad sat in front, I sat in the back end. And I had caught some mice.
Mm-hmm.
Show them, you know. Take them home and get my cat.
Mm-hmm.
I scared him, he looked just like a little rabbit, and he scared him, these mice. So I brought one. And I jumped off that wagon, went and got that mice. And then my daddy ain't missing that, then I jump off the wagon and got the mice.
Yeah,
I don't know if I was crawling out, but then they were dead, so I had to go ahead and skin them and get my cat.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Do you remember?
And then we moved, left my cat behind. Because he didn't like cats or dogs, nothing.
Yeah.
I come on meeting.
Can you ever remember seeing a place outside where a farmer might store his hay if he didn't want to put it in the barn? It might just have, you know, just several poles and some kind of roof over it on top. You could just put the hay under that. Do you remember seeing anything like that? Don't. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what about, you know, if a farmer wanted to keep his cows inside somewhere, where would he put them?
In the barn.
You put them in the barn.